Okay, and welcome back to the third and final hour of the show today, folks. My voice is a little bit haggard from all that reading. So I wanted to get to, well, I gave Judson a chance to come back on today. He's been calling me a lot here regularly and wanting to expose some more stuff. So I want to thank you, Judson, for coming back on the show.
Well, you know, the people of this world need the information because they perish for lack of knowledge. And, baby, it's a 24/7, 365 fight.
Yes, it is.
That we're in these days. Oh, my God. And I don't know what the average age of your audience is, or, you know, the blogosphere out there in the internet world, but if anybody remembers the Iran-Contra days and Manuel Noriega days and Imelda and Ferdinand Marcos days, and let's see, the Shah of Iran days and the Saddam Hussein, remember old Saddam Hussein, our buddy in Iraq, that Rumsfeld was given all kind of weapons to, as long as he was at war with Iran. And, well, all of that in the background were corporate fascists that were pulling the puppeteers' strings with the Bushes and the Reagans and the Clintons and Al Gore and who was that little Mr. Potato Head guy? I forget his name. Dan Quayle. There we go.
Dan Quayle, yeah.
Dan Quayle, yeah.
Potato?
Oliver North.
You mean the Potato
I'm
Potato?
I'm telling you how old I am now.
You talking about the Potato Potato guy?
Yeah, Potato Potato, Dan Quayle. ladies and gentlemen, you've got a horrid misconception going on about the World Economic Forum and, you know, Klaus Schwab and Hariri, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's one that will just wake up a lot of good souls. The World Economic Forum was not started by Klaus Schwab 30 years ago. No.
Well, actually, no, it was 60 years ago, 1960.
Well, 64. At least formally it's been declared. How exactly accurate it is, I'm sure there's a lot more to it. But, you know, the people that brought you the giant bank lootings in here in the United States and around the world, The Carlyle Group.
Uh-huh.
Remember that little gang of, you know, CIA mobster guys behind Reagan Bush, the Carlyle Group?
Yeah, well, Pappy Bush was, he was on the board of Carlyle. Yeah.
Well, this guy that basically is the grand poobah of the Carlyle Group, Bearing Point, USAID and a group of extremely powerful financial investment houses, a fellow by the name of David Rubenstein.
Yes.
You know, the Irish guy, Rubenstein?
Irish guy, yeah.
David Rubenstein of Carlyle Group is who began the World Economic Forum. Carlyle Group.
Okay.
The same dirty, rotten CIA mobsters that brought you ISIS, Mujahideen, and the Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
The same slobs that brought you Ferdinand and Imelda Marcos and General Manuel Noriega and CIA drug pilot Gene Hoffenfuss. And let's see, the clandestine secret wars in Afghanistan Iraq, Iran, Syria. Well, here in the United States, the attacks on 9/11.
Yeah.
That Carlyle group.
Uh-huh. I mean, what was so secretive about them? They were right out there in the open. It was just the propaganda that made it different.
The thing, yeah, well, you hit the nail right on the head with the propaganda reference. You have a extremely wealthy group of oligarchs here in America. You know, the cabals here in the United States, the cabal that runs the United States.
Uh-huh.
What do they call? Oh, yeah, the Republicans and the Democrats.
Democrats, yeah.
And the people that pull their strings, like, you know, they're marionettes for the puppeteers at Carlyle Group, BlackRock, State Street,
yep,
Vanguard, the big gangster slobs.
Yep.
This who started the World Economic Forum. This is who they really are. The men behind the green curtains, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Now tonight, right now, this very minute, you have the grand prestige being played out on the United States. While you're being massively distracted and robbed beyond comprehension with this joke of unchecked immigration across the Mexican-American border, and you've got this psychopath, murderer, Joe Biden, Mr. Burisma. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
You know, the guy that got the Ukrainian prosecutor fired that was investigating his son, Hunter.
Yes.
Burisma. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
And swapping and trading all kind of favors and contracts and, you know, letting the intelligence spy balloon fly across the United States.
The one that told
half a dozen.
Yeah. I mean, the guy that told us he bribed, or not bribed, not bribed.
He's done all he can do on the border. Give him the power.
Yeah.
He can't do anything about the border. Give him the power. You know?
Something like that, yes.
That he's just a lying. I mean, it's nothing but a bald-faced lie. The flat-out lie. It's being staged like a royal wedding. All these crises and distractions and more crises and oops and whoops. And it's here's a good example. This is a good example. You ask most people in Raleigh, North Carolina, ask them, how do you feel about COVID-19 and SARS-2 and Pandemic X all being cooked up with the variants and the biolaboratory at UNC Chapel Hill?
Uh-huh.
By Ralph Barrett and, you know, Anthony Fauci and yep. Peter Dzak and Eco Health Alliance. What do you think about it all being, you know, perpetrated on the world from Raleigh, North Carolina?
Well, you know, it's
they look at you. No, let me just this is a powerful point. They look at you and they say, "Well, I don't believe it."
Of course.
Well, that's not my point. I don't care what you believe. The fact of the matter is, it was cooked up at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I don't care what their opinion is.
Right.
The proof, the facts reveal that Dzak and Barrick and Fauci patented this SARS-2 in like 1998 at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Now, the point being that everybody in this country that's been paying any attention in the last 36 hours, they've seen this story where, oh my God, three American servicemen, three whole people got killed in Jordan by an Iranian drone.
Yep. So therefore, we have to send a $1 trillion military industrial complex over there to Jordan, right?
Yeah,
right?
I mean, how are you going to create greater Israel if you don't?
Yeah. Well, I mean, how do you justify it?
Three people.
Yeah.
Steve.
Send a trillion dollars over there from military contractors. It's obvious to me.
Three people die in a drone attack the drone belonged to the United States.
Uh-huh.
It was not. Yeah, it wasn't a Houthi militant.
So that
it wasn't an Iranian drone. It was an American drone.
It was an American
from a mission, and it accidentally attacked the. Yeah.
So that was probably.
Here's my point.
That was probably by
three.
Israel did that, right? Is that what you're getting to?
Three American servicemen, three whole people, one, two, three. Okay. Now, how many thousands of Palestinians have been killed?
Yep.
How many thousands of Palestinian children have been killed? I would say a tad more than three, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Whose brain is on LSD here? I mean, these people, are they doing drugs? or are they in the pocket of Carlyle Group and Mr. Rubenstein?
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Schwab.
Right.
Yeah, and, the little fudge pack, you know, the fudge packer, Hariri and Schwab. Yeah, they fudge packing everybody. They are fudge packing everybody. Because let me tell you something about how you create a megalith, Greater Israel. You engage in bald-faced lies. Just like Biden's telling the whole world. I mean, you can't make this up. Yeah, I mean, check it out. If he's not given the money for his wars and billions more in weapons for Nitwit, the Yahoo, and Jerusalem, if they don't give him a lot more billions to support his wars that he started, he's just going to let the Mexican border remain exactly how it is and let God only knows who into this country by the thousands.
Yep.
He's going to allow, and he's caught on tape, by the way, that if the Texas authorities try to prevent what he's doing now, he's sending troops into Texas to stop the Texas authorities from enforcing the immigration laws. And if they, you know, get too far out of the, you know, realm of being controlled by Washington, D.C.,
uh-huh.
He's going to send F-15 fighters. He's going to send jet attack aircraft to go after the Texas authorities. That's out of Joe Biden's own mouth. He was caught on a hot mic. He didn't realize his mic was hot. This is all a developing story just in the last, you know, 48 hours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, help me out here, Steve. Help me out. Why is it that this Rubenstein, creator of the unelected fascist, commie, socialist, you know, power-mongering freakazoids at World Economic Forum, why is the fact that this super-duper, super-duper Jew, Rubenstein, is behind all of this with Bearing Point, Carlyle Group, and USAID.
Well, it's
and Blinken. You know, the Secretary of State Blinken.
It's the Wizard of Oz scenario, Judd. Don't pay attention to what the little man behind the curtain is doing. Just listen to me.
It's hocus pocus.
Uh-huh.
Abracadabra. Be distracted. And the American people are being just totally absorbed by things like Taylor Swift is dating. Let's see, what else is keeping the American people just fluoridated and zombieized? What are the other issues? We've got
Roseanne. Hey,
did you know that in the dead of winter, you know, it's been kind of cold here lately in parts of the United States.
Yeah.
Did you know that John Kerry and the World Health Organization and the Davos crowd are just beside themselves with Al Gore? The planet's going to warm up by 2 to 3 degrees. I'm sorry, man.
Yes, but
I was out on a big cattle ranch, and I think the wind chill was 11 degrees below zero, you know?
What they don't want you to know, though, Judd.
2 or 3 whole degrees?
What they don't really want you to know is the last 20 years, the temperature has gone down by 0.01 degrees, though.
Well, again, the point here is that without carbon neutrality, I mean, if we don't have net zero, you know, everybody on the planet's, well, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
You gotta run out. You have to buy your electric vehicle that relies on the power grid, which is
coal
by
coal and gasoline.
Coal.
Yeah.
Well, gas. But wait a minute. There's more.
That's what Billy Blank.
If you buy this excrement today, we'll give you double your value.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for 1995. Yeah, there's yeah. more.
Billy Blanks. Wait, there's more.
The whole world is being played by the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bidens.
They're being played by the
Trump.
Media.
Mr. Warp Speed.
Uh-huh.
Now everybody who knows anything about me, they have this adoration for me. That I'm just their they're their idol. I'm the poop meister, right?
That's right. You are.
Well, I sent you, and I don't know if you've had time to review it, but there are literally millions of people in England that are witness to the fact that they're dumping massive amounts of sewage in all the rivers and the creeks and the streams and the ponds and the lakes and the oceans around the island of England.
Uh-huh.
The surfers against sewage, and a huge number of other British citizenry are absolutely becoming aware of the fact. Now, don't puke, okay? Please don't puke. I'm not trying to make you sick to your stomach, so don't vomit. Or, you know, shoot a ball of diarrhea out your butt. or pee your pants. Please don't. But the level of fecal coliform organisms, bacteria, that are considered unsafe to swim in or drink is 900 parts per billion.
Okay.
Now, virtually all of the streams and the creeks that dump into the ocean or sea around Great Britain, England, their fecal coliform counts are 1,180,000 plus parts per billion.
Yeah.
That's over 1,100 times the unsafe levels.
I was going to say, well over 1,000, yeah. Well over 1,000 times.
And I mean, the people that own the medical system and the pharmacological industry and the, experimental warp speed clot shot industrial complex, you know, the Pfizer, Moderna,
yeah.
Johnson & Johnson mafia.
Did you know that?
They're the ones. Yeah, well, they're owned by all the Black Rocks and Vanguards and State Streets, and there's a bunch of other financial interests that use pension funds to finance all of this stuff, and it's all being orchestrated and controlled by Rubenstein, Schwab, Hariri,
mm-hmm.
and the World Economic Forum with Carlyle Group and Bearing Point.
Yeah. Hey, Judd, did you know that Eisenhower warned us Of course, he warned us of the military-industrial complex. Did you know that he also warned us of another? Actually, two other complexes. It was the medical industry, the medical-industrial complex, as he called it, which means the pharmacies, or pharmaceuticals.
Everybody that, you know, even has a semi-active brain cell left in their head here in America remembers the incredible bailouts of the banking system. And they've bailed out the banks and the savings and loans, and they've bailed out the insurance companies half a dozen times since they murdered John Kennedy, where the taxpayers of the nation, through the modus operandi of printing vast amounts of notes, you know, the fiat paper, phony baloney money, imagineered money, the phony notes that they print and keystroke,
yes,
have bailed out these giant financial catastrophes, which were caused by Carlyle Group, Bering Point, and the World Economic Forum. This giant shutdown of the world's economy because of Donnie Warp Speed.
Uh-huh.
You know, the pussy grab, or the kitty cat grab. What is he again? He's a world-class feline.
Yeah, something like
grabber.
That. Something like
he,
that.
He grabs the cat. Yeah, he's a cat grabber. You know, he's a maggot. You can't make this stuff up.
No.
All the people that finance his real estate enterprises, they're all World Economic Forum gangster banksters.
That they are.
In other words, Donald Trump's, you know, his financiers are Bering Point, Carlyle Group, BlackRock, Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, Citibank, Bank of America. He's in bed with what essentially is equivalent to an orgy of these Rubenstein freaks that were in bed with Jeffrey Epstein and Epstein and Company, you know, his financial investment mafia there.
Uh-huh.
And BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. I can go in every big bank and every medium-sized bank and every little teeny bank in the Federal Reserve. These people are all in bed together having this giant blood fest murder off. How many people have they killed this today?
It's just today. It's just a big orgy to them.
Of power,
yeah,
and money created from thin air.
Yep.
Right out of keystrokes. I mean, that's why they're going to this central bank digital currency, because they can't print the other bull poop. That's okay for any, right?
Yeah.
Bull crap. They can't print and they got to keystroke the bull crap. And see, central bank digital currency, if you need a trillion or 5 trillion or 15 trillion, how long does it take to type into a computer 15 trillion, Steve?
Probably just a
4 seconds.
Yeah,
4 seconds, 3 seconds,
a few seconds, not very long.
And guess who gets the bill?
Yep, American taxpayer.
The serfs, the slaves, the people that are listening to this program. Y'all are slaves. Not a conspiracy theory, not supposition, not conjecture, not hyperbole. You're slaves to these madmen, these murderers. And I'm just going to flat out tell you that Barack Obama and the Clintons and Michael Obama.
Big Mike?
And let's see. Yeah, Big Mike. And Biden and Jill, Dr. Jill, the little horny. I said horny.
Yeah.
Babysitter.
You could say horny.
Little babysitter.
You could say whore.
Like Melania, sort of like Melania, the porno queen. You know?
Yeah, you could say whore.
All these people are involved in murdering how many people?
Millions.
So that they can have a greater Israel?
Yep.
So that Rubenstein and, you know, Netanyahu and...
Nitwit the Yahoo?
The colonists in Palestine, you know, the people that are stealing Palestinian homes and killing all the Palestinian children. I mean, literally.
Uh-huh.
There's a Senate candidate. She's a real smart woman. And I don't know if I trust her 100%, but it's up there. Her name's Diane Sayre. She's running for the U.S. Senate out of New York to take Kristen Gillibrand's seat away from her and to challenge Hillary there.
Shrillery?
And, yeah, the thing that, oh God, can you imagine having to watch a porno of Bill Clinton and Hillary going at it?
You just...
I'm sorry.
Goodness.
I'm sorry. Let's get back to the point here.
You're terrible. You know that?
Well, I mean, you know how many children these... you know the word bastards in the Bible, so this is biblical. The bastards that are killing these Palestinian children by the thousands.
Yeah.
Try to for 1 second put yourself in the little sneakers of those little kids that are having their bodies crushed and mutilated by American bombs. You know, being crushed under their, you know, apartment buildings.
Uh-huh.
And murdered and shot. And then, of course, watch the IDF, the Israeli creeps, little freak animals, do their dance and celebrate that they murder children and families.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're like out-of-control, drunk Nazis. They jump up and down, and they think it's funny, and they're just having an orgasmic good time killing all those Palestinian civilians.
They are.
So that they can create a greater Israel. And the people that are doing it are, in fact, the World Economic Forum. They are, in fact, the Carlyle Group. They are, in fact, Bearing Point. They are, in fact, Cooper's, Liebrand. What's the name of that? Cooper's, Waterhouse, Liebrand. You know, the big financial accounting firm.
I'm not sure.
You know, Waterhouse, Cooper, Liebrand, or something like that. I have to go back and look at how they identify themselves in the corporate world. But you've got this giant gang of corporations that own and control the CBDC movement, that want to create, I don't even want to use the word dollars. This is so beyond insane. They want to create digital currency from keystrokes.
That they do.
And add in, let's see, what's the real inflation rate?
The real inflation? It's probably...
Yeah, the real inflation.
It's probably north of 22%, 23%, 24%.
Well, I know that back in 1969 or 70, somewhere in there, I started working for a company in New York called Northern Homes. They were a factory prefab home manufacturer.
Uh-huh.
Where they'd spit out trusses and wall panels, and they'd take them out on a tractor trailer truck and erect a home in a matter of a day or two on a foundation.
Yep.
We were building some pretty nice 1,200 square foot, you know, small three-bedroom starter homes.
Uh-huh.
And they were selling with real estate and, you know, keys and carpet and kitchen, everything, nice little house.
Yep.
On a little lot, you know, probably like a 16th of an acre, right? A little spot of land. And they were selling for $19,995.
In the late 60s?
Yep.
Wow.
Hell, I was building really nice houses in Texas in the 80s.
My parent.
And some of those houses were 1,400, 1,600 square feet, and those were selling for $49.95.
49,000.
Yeah, they're under 50,000.
My parents bought. My parents bought the house that my mother has. Well, I mean, my stepdad has it now because my mother passed away. But they bought their house in 1968 for $9,000, and that come with 2/3 of an acre.
Ain't that just indication of how the serfs, the slaves, are getting fudged back?
Yeah, yeah.
Our people have been reduced to indentured servants. You are, right out of the womb, assigned a birth certificate and a taxpayer ID social security number.
Yep, yep.
Your birth registration, and they track you today with AI, everything you say, everything you put on the internet, and if they don't like what you got to say, what do they do, Steve?
Cancel you.
They pull your plug, right? They shadow ban you.
Cancel you. Yeah.
I got a lot of feedback that, you know, my videos, when you go to try to play them, the screen goes black.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're censoring the living hell out of yours, truly.
All of us, yep.
Now back to World Economic Forum, Greater Israel, the threat of, you know, a widening war in the Ukraine and Russia, the threat of the reunification or the invasion of Taiwan by mainland China. You've got this absolute sycophant, pizza-loving, ice cream-loving cheeseburger. Oh, God, they love their cheeseburgers in Washington, D.C., don't they? Pizza's little girls, cheeseburgers are little boys. You know, Jeffrey Epstein style. I'm not making this stuff up, man. And it's sickening. Did I lose you?
Nope, I'm still here.
Oh, you're still there. Okay. There is such a propaganda machine that's being operated tonight, not just in the Americas, but across the world, where they are just blatantly on a grand massive scale lying to the whole world. Meanwhile, the national debts of the countries, the nations around the world, going through the roof. Pandemic X coming right up. Bill Gates is working on that. With Hariri and Klaus Schwab,
uh-huh,
and Carlyle Group, Bearing Point, and BlackRock, and these corporations that are financing all this stuff, and the people doing it, like Don Trump, Warp Speed, Mr. the world class kitty cat molester.
Yeah.
Would you seriously let him babysit your cat? That cat would come back so grabbed.
Yeah.
What a freaking stinking, oh my God almighty. What in the hell is wrong with the American people? And Biden's, you know, he's right there with Hillary Killery and Blowjob Billy Bob and Barack and Big Mike, you know, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people are disgusting. There's not a lick of difference between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Nope. Hasn't been.
And then, of course,
ever.
And I don't know how you feel about this, Steve, but let me see if this interests your listeners. You know, when 9/11 happens, the security companies that let the guard down.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was
all controlled by Carlyle Group and Bearing Point.
That was Neil Bush, George's younger
all
brother.
Controlled by exactly. All controlled by the founding Rubenstein, of the World Economic Forum.
Yep.
Carlyle Group. Yes, sirree. And it's been nothing but downhill. If you go back and look, it's been nothing but downhill since the Allied forces realized that there were vast fortunes in the ground in the Middle East. The oil companies. Nazi Germany, Adolf Hitler, sent his Panzer divisions, mechanized armor, with General Rommel to North Africa, right across the sands of the oil-rich Iran and Iraq, and right across the richest oil sands in Saudi Arabia, to North Africa to look for fuel for his military.
Uh-huh.
And when they discovered all that oil in that region of the world, it's been nothing but a Rothschild, King Charlie, House of Windsor, and a handful of Rubenstein types.
Rockefeller. Yep.
To install the Jews in Palestine.
Yep. Well, you know yourself, they're not Jews.
A colonius. They created a colonius.
You know yourself,
they're Nakba. Am I saying that right? Nakba.
They're not Jews.
In 1947.
You know yourself, they're not Jews. They're white people from the Caucasus Islands, from the Caucasus area.
They installed this colonial the same way the Roman Empire took its vast territories.
Uh-huh.
They would create a colonia, which is a fort for, you know, a few dozen, a brigade of Roman soldiers to bivouac, and then they'd go out and take control of the surrounding territory. Classic colonialist techniques and modus operandi. So in the creation of this abortion, it's an abortion, it's sickening, what the Rothschilds and the House of Windsor, the royal families of England, implanted into Palestine. And they put them there because it was the oil-rich region of the world. And if you look at what's happening right now with the development of a new Suez Canal right straight through Gaza,
uh-huh.
And you look at all the new oil production and the oil in Jordan and the oil in Palestine and the oil and gas off the coast of Gaza and the West Bank, when you look at the oil companies that are involved, they're all connected to Rubenstein, the World Economic Forum, and Carlyle Group, and Bearing Point, and
yep.
BlackRock, and Vanguard. Yeah, it's all these corporate monsters. And, of course, they're paying for it with billions and trillions that the Department of Defense and the CIA and the State Department are printing out of the thin air and handing the bill to the American taxpayers, to the serfs, the
yep.
slaves.
Yep.
They are fudge packing America on a grand scale. And at the same time, they're achieving the Guidestone directives of reducing the world's population by 80%. You know, murdering off, I don't know, 5 billion people.
Probably closer to 8.
Well, I don't have a calculator in front of me.
Well,
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Tonight, as we broadcast to the planet, to the world, and I can't thank any shake and wake enough. I can't thank you enough. and the cabal. I mean, you've got the most dynamic news program where you get real information. Have you ever heard of this stuff discussed on like CBS News or ABC? Or NBC, you know. No.
And you're not going to hear it either.
And Ted Turner, or, you know, CNN, you'll never hear it on CNN.
Nope.
Hell no. Nope. Uh-uh. But they are literally using printed notes and keystrokes right out of thin air. All the money in the world doesn't cost them anything. It costs the taxpayers everything. They send the bill to you. Now, I know I've talked about it with you off air more than once about how we organize to resist.
Yep.
How we stand up and get rid of these sycophant monsters.
Yep.
And I'll tell you how we do it. You keep broadcasting, Steve. The cabal must go on. Cancel the cabal, as far as I see it, is the pinnacle of resistance. It's not Alex Jones and that prison planet pile of hooey pooey trash. That guy is, I mean, he's like, he'll tell you enough about the lizard people, right? He'll get going with that David Icke stuff about the serpent people.
Yeah.
And then he'll get going, you know, well, he'll get going about,
you know, both of them, both David Icke and Alex Jones, they don't have any solutions. The only solutions that they have are buy my books, buy my movies, and buy my supplements. That's all they have. Yeah.
Do you know where the 5G broadcast technology came from?
Military.
5G.
Military.
And the military decided it was an antiquity and it didn't work all that good. So guess what the military did? Well, they sold it to the freaking serfs.
Well, you know, they started with the 3G back in, was it, a dozen years or so ago.
But what I'm saying here is that this control matrix, this control mechanism, the matrix and the artificial intelligence that they're using through, like, Facebook, Alphabet, let's see, Yahoo, Google, MeWe, Elon Musk's X, you know, Pandemic X. Don't you find that a little bit too coincidental? Elon Musk being one of the wealthiest men in the world, right? And all the wealth that he has is keystroked and printed notes.
Yep.
And if you look into who's behind the green curtains with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on Twitter now since they let me back on. I got thrown off of Twitter, you know, when that, what was that goofball's name that was running it before? The guy with a beard.
I don't know.
You know who I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
The original management team at Twitter.
I don't.
I got banned like almost immediately.
Really? Yeah.
And then when Elon Musk bought it up, they turned me back on. But I'm on such a minimum basis.
Uh-huh.
I've had 67 followers now for 4 years. Now, before they shut me off, I was up in the hundreds of followers, but now I've got 67, and it doesn't go up and it doesn't go down. It remains the same. They literally control your accounts.
Yep.
They flag you. They flag the cabal. They flag Steve Roberts and anybody affiliated with him. And they flag your accounts with a, you know, bio, what do you call them things? Binary code?
Uh-huh. Algorithms.
So when algorithms, thank you. That's how they're censoring everybody.
Yep.
Now, if anybody knows at all, it's, you know, Steve Roberts and Annie. there's this guy that is the lead petitioner and the infamous, the leading censorship case in the federal courts against these tech giants. And his name is the Poopmeister.
Mm-hmm.
Judson Witham. And then there's this, oh, you talk about beautiful girl. She is just, wow. She should distract you. She will distract you. Kimberly D. Hogan from Austin, Texas. She's petitioner number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a whole host of Dr. Mercola, Americans Frontline Doctors, Americans Frontline Nurses. You got, you know, everybody and their brother that is trying to show to the world that this Operation Warp Speed and all these experimental mRNA gene altering, you know, transhumanist shots.
Uh-huh.
Everybody that is anybody that is trying to stop Donnie Warp Speed and his cabal of bankers, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, I go all night long, that are financing Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna, and all the subcontracting companies that produce these experimental shots. They're all literally Carlyle Group, Bearing Point.
Yep.
World Economic Forum. Yeah, it's like an old game in high school when we played the skins against the shirts. Remember, we'd play, you know, football, skins against the church.
Uh-huh.
We'd play basketball, skins against the shirts.
Yep.
We've got the evil effers. That's close. That's not an F-bomb.
No, it's not.
We've got the evil effers against humanity going on here. The skins against the shirts.
Yep.
And their objective is to murder about 80% of the listeners of this program. They want you gone. You're the carbon they want to reduce.
Yeah.
They want to murder you and your families.
Certainly are.
Now, how do we organize and how do we stand up, Steve?
The useless eaters.
Well, the first thing we got to do is get people angry. We got to get them to realize they're trying to murder your families. They've already enslaved you. Go to any metropolitan area and take a look around, and what do you see? I see all these people wandering around in a, you know, fluoridated and, you know, vaccinated fog with their electric cars, right? And they've got their 4-cylinder gas savers, and they've all got license plates on them, and they've got their driver's licenses in their pockets where they're all registered. And then, of course, all of them have their taxpayer ID numbers where
uh-huh.
every last nickel and dime that you make at your livelihoods is taxed, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they're taxing money that's created from nothing. They're taxing you to have it.
Yep.
Yeah, and they create it from thin air. Right out of keystrokes, literally. Central bank digital currency.
Yep.
And you have to pay. You have to pay. And if you don't make enough money and you can't get that medical treatment that your daughter needs, or you can't get that psychiatric treatment that your son or your wife or, you know, you got critically dire medical issues in your family that need to be treated.
Uh-huh.
You can't get it unless you have a certain number of credits in your so-called bank account, enough to afford either, you know, insurances or, you know, to pay out of pocket when you go to the hospital. They won't treat you.
Nope.
And it's all based. They won't feed you either. You can't go to the supermarket either.
Nope.
Because they can't give to the Yeah, the people can't have all this money soon, they're creating out of thin air.
Soon it will be, if you don't toe the party line, you won't be able to live.
Well, it's been a challenge and a struggle for families for a long time, and everybody that's listening knows that. I mean, that's why they invented this term middle class, right? and then there's this other term. It's called the, you know, dirt poor.
Yep.
Where you can't eat. You got to live under the bridge or in your car or on the street and die. Look at the shambles that the healthcare system at the Veterans Administration is in. Look at the healthcare shambles. I mean, most Americans, I mean, one major hospitalization and they're financially wiped out. If they weren't wiped out before the medical circumstances, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the big question is how much money did Donald Trump and his family stuff in their pockets from Warp Speed? And how much money and the Bidens and the Bushes and the Clintons stuff in their pockets from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, Palestine, Syria, Somalia, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the war in the Persian Gulf, you know, where they put the kingdoms, the royals back on the thrones in the Kuwait and told everybody in Iran, you know, we're taking the oil whether you like it or not. And three people don't pass out, ladies and gentlemen, please God, don't pass out.
Yeah, I know. The outrage of those three people. Yeah,
three people died.
Three people, yeah.
In Jordan, and the United States has to go to war. We got to go to war.
Like I said,
we got to go to war with Iran. Oh yep. God, yes, we yep. must go to yep. war with Iran. And then in
have to send $1 trillion. Joe Biden needs to send $1 trillion of military industrial complex over there to give them democracy. That's what he needs to do. He needs to give them democracy.
Joe Biden's having a premature ejaculation for the money. No, he is, I swear.
I know.
Have you watched his face when he talks about this war? That, you know, they were going, and you hear yesterday, man, the three Americans die in Jordan because of a oopsie-doopsie with a drone, and they blame it on Iran, and, of course, the Jews that have set up the World Economic Forum, Rubenstein and company,
yep.
You know, Klaus Schwab. You think Klaus Schwab's a Jew? Rary.
No, I think he's
Rary's a Jew.
Yeah, I don't know.
And let's see, Janet Yellen's a Jew, let's see. What's his name there? Merrick Garfinkel.
Garfinkel.
Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, a Jew. And Ben Bernanke was a Jew. And let's see, Alan Greenspan was a Jew. And I can go all day long. AIPAC. They're all Jews, right? Correct?
Yeah.
And here's the sick part. This is the part that's just beyond sick. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Everybody knows about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The story of the creation of the Old Testament. You know, Abraham, the first Jew that started writing, you know, the Biblios.
Yep.
The Bible. Abraham's parents were not Jewish. Abraham's grandparents weren't Jewish. And none of Abraham's ancestors were Jewish. It's all an invented scam for certain people to speak for God himself.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody knows God has no voice. He did everything else. He created everything else. The stars, space, the planets, the endless cosmos. God created the earth and the heavens and the blue sky and the birds. Uh-huh. God created everything.
Yep.
But he's mute. He has no voice.
And he also gave man, dominion over everything too, Judd.
Well, you know, I woke up here about, I don't know, it's been a couple of years back, and I realized that, God made me. And I, wow, I'm a child of God.
Yep.
And some people might not like what I got to say, but I definitely know the difference between up and down, left and right, right and wrong, the truth and a lie. And, you know, when they're enslaving entire humanity with keystrokes and a computer and fake money.
Yep.
I know what slavery is.
I'm betting it's going to come out, if it hasn't already, that it was Israel that killed those three service people, three servicemen, whatever they were.
Oh, my God. You're a conspiracy theorist, Roberts.
Am I? Jeez.
No, you're not. No, I think that what nitwit Yahoo there from Jerusalem and Blinken and Biden and all of them. I mean, Joe Biden literally had a premature ejaculation. I mean, we got to go to war with Iran. There's nothing else we can do. We can't do anything else. We have to go to war with Iran.
No other choice.
Because of three people died in Jordan.
Yep.
And when we got to have a greater Israel.
Yeah.
I hate to pick on L. Ron Hubbard and Joe Smith and Brigham Young. But the Jews are just not going to be happy until they control all the Middle East.
Yep.
And Washington, D.C. I mean, they already control the Congress and the Senate.
Yep.
Yeah, they do. They sure do. And have you seen Nancy Pelosi's recent interviews about what she feels and thinks about Israel?
No, but we've only got about we only have about a minute left here, Judd. So
okay, you can invite me back somewhere up the road, and I want the listeners in this news hour. This is news. This isn't a show.
Yep.
This isn't a program. This is a news hour. They want to kill your families.
The real news.
They are killing your families.
Yes.
And they have reduced you to indentured servants. So I hope a whole bunch of you spread this program, this show, and get as many people pissed off as possible, because we have no choice here but to rise up. Because if we don't rise up, it's game over.
Yes, it is. Don't really have a choice.
God bless you, Steve. Steve Roberts, Annie, Cabal, and all the Cabalists. Cancel the Cabalists, excuse me. God bless every last one of you. Bye.
All right, Judd. Have a good day. Okay. Thanks, everyone, for sticking with me. It's always good information when Judd comes on, so. And it gives me a break from talking for another hour. I wouldn't want to read for 3 hours. That's for darn sure. So thanks, everyone. And come back out tomorrow, I hope, for me and Roger.